We continue our learning later this Mishnah, David ben Menachem, Yosef ben Chayakom, Pinchos Eliyahu. We're in Chala Peridala Mishnah Tess. The previous Mishnah concluded with the phrase "Vinitenas lechol Kohen." We're speaking about Chala from Chutz Laaretz, and it said Chala from Chutz Laaretz can be given to any Kohen. What does any Kohen mean? So that's a machlokus between the Bar Tanura and the Rambam. The Bar Tanura understood that it means a Kohen who's observant in general with mitzvos, but is not careful to eat his chulin v'tara. Kohanim are normally careful not only to eat their truma when they are tahor, but even their chulin, even non-truma and non-chala, they would try to eat v'tara. So when the Mishnah says in the previous Mishnah, you can give chala from chutz la'aretz, since it's only from chutz la'aretz, to any Kohen, it means a Kohen who's observant, who's careful with mitzvos and meticulous in general, but may not eat his chulin v'tara. The Rambam held no. The Rambam said you can even give it to an Am Haaretz, and we're not worried. So the Mishnah here is going to give us a list also, the Ein Lo Nitanim L'Chol Kohen, gifts that can be given to any Kohen. Now, this also is a list of certain gifts that either we don't have to worry if they're given to an Am Haaretz, or let's say a Kohen who is not careful to eat Chulin B'Tara. Why? Because maybe they're already Tameh, or maybe there's no Kedusha to them. Or maybe they're so holy that even Kohanim who are not careful would to guard Truma, let's say from Tuma or Chal in general, here are these items they would make sure not to make Tame. Now, the Mishnah here is going to seems to permit that I'm allowed to give these gifts to any Kohen who's an Am Haaretz as well. The problem is, and that's that because this is a Chol Kohen, and certainly according to the Rambam's interpretation, that would make a lot of sense. The only thing is, the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Lamed says you're not allowed to give gifts to a Kohen who's an Am Haaretz. Pasuk says, "Vayimra la'om liyoshvei Yerushalayim laseis minasa kohanim v'haleviim leman yechesku besoras Hashem," referring to Chizkiyo, it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where people in Yerushalayim, they give the portion of the Kohanim, and this is so that they will be yechezku b'toras Hashem, they will be strong in Hashem's Torah. It seems that only those types of Kohanim allow to get the gifts that are supposed to be given to a Kohanim, but the Kohanim who's an Am Haaretz should not. So how would we understand that? So according to the Rambam, let's say, so the interpretation would be as follows. That pasuk is telling you that preferably we should give the gifts to Kohanim and Leviim who are yechezku b'toras Hashem. But in the absence of them, we can give to an Am Haaretz, or maybe even Bidyeved I can give to an Am Haaretz. And Tosus learns that no, when there's a chaver available who follows the Torah in general, so then I'm allowed to give him these gifts. But if he's not available, then a Kohen Am Haaretz will suffice. So the first on this list of gifts that are allowed to be given to any Kohen are even those who are not careful to eat chulin betara, or maybe those who are Am Haaretz are charamim. Ha charamim. What are charamim? The Torah speaks about charamim in the end of Parashas Bechukosah. There are cherme gavoa, which are gifts that are temple, that are beis hamikdash charamim. There we treat them as they go to the to bedek habayis, and then there's cherme kohanim, which are properties that an owner will declare cherem holy separate for a kohen. But once they're, and they divide them amongst the kohanim, and those cherme kohanim, the bedek habayis may be kadosh, but cherme kohanim, once they're given to the kohen, they're the property of the kohen, they have no longer any kedusha. So we're not worried about a kohen who's not careful to eat his chulin betara, that these gifts he's going to make tummy, let's say their food. We're not worried about that, and that's why I'm allowed to give cherme kohanim, we're allowed to give to any type of kohen. Then, Habachoros, firstborn of animals, of a cow, a sheep, or a goat, are given to the Kohanim. If it's not, doesn't have a mum, of course it's kadosh, it has to be brought as a korban, and it could only be eaten by a Kohanim or their families. But it says here, I'm allowed to give the Bechor to a Kohen who doesn't eat Chulin, Bitaro, maybe Nama Aretz. I normally don't give a Kohen Truma Chala, but that's because Truma and Chala can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So we're afraid he's not going to be so careful. But a Bechor, they're Kodshei HaMikdash, they're brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a Karbon. All Kohanim are careful to be sure that they're tar before they come to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we know they'll be tar when they eat their Bechor. That's why you can give a Bechor to any Kohen. Ufidyon HaBein, the Pidyon HaBein, that money, the 5 shekel, it's given as the redemption money for the firstborn son. So, and on that list, upidyon petar chamor, which is where we redeem the firstborn donkey with the sheep. So, and that sheep is given to a Kohen. And that's the permissible to be used or eaten by the Kohen. So there is no Kiddusha here. There's no Kiddusha to the Pidyon HaBein money. And there's no Kiddusha to that animal now that's used to redeem the firstborn donkey. So the Kohen can do with it whatever he wants with it. So that's why any Kohen can receive these gifts. The Hazroa v'alachayim v'akeva. These are what we call matanos. The foreleg and the jaw, that's the mandible that of the animal, the akeva, which is the fourth of the four stomachs of a kosher kamaligera animal. So these are gifts that are supposed to be given to a Kohen, but they don't have kedusha. It's not like a chala, a truma, or karbanos. Just gifts, matanos, that we give to a Kohen from any domesticated animal. So also can be given to any Kohen. Vereshis ageis, the first of the shearings, of the fleece. Halacha is, it was supposed to give reshis ageis to a Kohen. A minimum of 5 sheep have to be sheared for this halacha to apply. And the minimum amount of wool that's chayiv in this is the weight of 60 sela of wool. As long as each of the 5 sheep gives you at least the weight of 12 sela of wool, which equals 60 altogether. So as long as I have altogether, I'm going to have 60, a minimum. But the Torah doesn't tell you any minimum amount. The Chacham are the ones who gave us this number, and they say the amount that has to be given to the Kohen is a 1 sela weight or 1/60. And this also, the Reishis Hageis has no Kedusha whatsoever, so it can be given to any Kohen. The Shemen Sreifa, we mentioned Shemen Sreifa in the past, I have Truma, let's say, that became Tameh. Truma that became Tameh, you're not allowed to eat, but if it's oil, then you're allowed to use it as fuel. Shemen Sreifa, we have that phrase in Bame Malikin. So Shemen Sreifa, it's already Tameh. So when your Kohen can use it as fuel, I can give it to any Kohen because it's already Tameh. I'm not afraid he's going to make it more Tameh. V'kotche HaMikdash, Karbanos. Now, Kotche HaMikdash, what about those? We give meat of animals that are given, that the Kohen uses, flour offerings, the mincha offerings, let's say the omer, which is also a flour, barley flour offering, the lechem apanim every Shabbos. So these are all included in Kotche HaMikdash. And Kotche HaMikdash are divided into categories, into Kotche Kotchim, which are holy, the holy ones, chatas, asham, etc., and Kotchim kalim, which are not as holy, let's say the toda, the shlamim, the bechor. Now, Kotche Kotchim can only be eaten by Kohanim, by Kohanim who are male, and only in the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash. Kotchim Kalim can be eaten even by Kohanim's families, wives, and children, even his Eved Kanani, and can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So, as we mentioned, Kohanim are careful to be sure that they are Tohor before they come to the Beis HaMikdash. So, that's why there's no problem with giving them Kotche HaMikdash. And we're not afraid they're going to make kachim tame. I kachim kalim I can eat outside the Beis HaMikdash, but still they're given to the Kohanim. We distribute it to them in the Beis HaMikdash itself, so they're also going to be careful to be tar. That's okay. Ve'habikurim, and the last on that list is bikurim, the first fruits we bring of the shivas aminim. They're brought to the Beis HaMikdash and placed in front of the mizbeach, and then they give it to the Kohen. The Kohen eats. So the Tanakhama is of the opinion that we treat like anything you bring to the Kohen, you give to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Rabbi Yehuda Oser by Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't give any Kohen Bikurim. Why not? Rabbi Yehuda believes he treats Bikurim like a Truma and Chala. We can only be given to a Kohen who's a Chaver, who's careful in the laws of Tumah Vitara, because Rabbi Yehuda believes that since Bikurim are not really offered on the Mizbeach, maybe the Kohen won't be as careful with them. They're just given to the Kohen by the Mizbeach, but they're not Kadosh. And then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva, then Karshine Truma. What about Truma that is Karshinim? Karshinim we've had in the past is animal food. This is a legume that most we would eat B'Shas Adchak if we're really starving, but usually it's given to animals. So what's the halacha here? Here I have Karshine Truma. Rabbi Akiva says, Ah, if it's truma, though, so Rabbi Akiva says, well, the this bitter animal food, whatever it is that we normally would not eat, he says, how do we view it? So he says, there's no obligation to guard that. There's a din of guarding truma. We've had the mishmeres of guarding truma. That doesn't apply to animal food. I don't have to guard it from tuma. So therefore, you can give it to any kohen you like. V'chachamim osrim. But the chachamim say, no, they consider this, and this, it is human food. Once in a while, times of a famine, we would eat it. So therefore, you have to guard it from tuma. And since it's truma, and it has to be guarded from tuma, you can't give it to any Kohen, could only be given to a Kohen who is a Chavir. Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. So here, we mentioned that Chala, that we separate outside Eretz Israel, does not have to have the same Kedushas Chala in Eretz Israel. And the Mishnah here is going to teach us how the Chachamim treated the Chala that we separated outside Eretz Israel, but was brought into Eretz Israel. Nitai Ish Tekoa, Hevi Chalos mi Beitar. Nitai lived in the city of Tekoa, which is in Eretz Israel, and he was visiting the city of Beitar, which was, at least at that time, was considered outside Eretz Israel. So the people in Beitar had Chala, but it's Chalas Chos Laretz. And they gave to Nitai to take him to take it with him to Eretz Israel, to give it to the Kohanim in Eretz Israel. So the Chachamim don't allow, can't give Chala to the Kohanim, velo kiblu mimenu. The Mishnah says they didn't accept it. They didn't allow him to burn it either, and nor could he bring it back to Beitar. So you can't eat in Eretz Israel, right, because Eretz Israel, because Chutz La'aretz has Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. We're afraid that this Chala is Tame. So you separate it outside Eretz Israel, so we have to treat it that way. And Tame Chala should be burned, so let's burn it. What do you mean below Kiblu Mehem? It didn't allow him to burn it either, because it was not well known that the Chala from Chutz La'aretz was Tame. People weren't aware of that necessarily. And that's what were the Chachamim afraid of? People see, look, his Chala being burned, I guess I'm allowed to burn Tahor Chala. And they would not know that, oh, because it came from Chutz La'aretz, that it's Tame. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat. They can't eat it because it has Tuma. On the other hand, they can't burn it because we have to treat and make believe it's Tahor, because people won't know that it's Tame. And you also couldn't bring it back to Beitar, because then it would look like we're sending Chala from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, which of course is not allowed, because then it would become Tameh with the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So what they do? They set the Chala aside until the day, until Erev Pesach, and it will be burned with the Chametz. That was the story of Nitai Ish Tekoa, who was bringing Chala from Beitar, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Anshe Alexandria, Heviu Chala Sein Me Alexandria. The people from Alexandria, some say Alexandria is the Alexandria from Egypt, some say maybe a different place, but either way, it's Chutz La'aretz, and they were bringing Chala to Eretz Yisrael from Alexandria, and they also were not willing to accept it, and it was for the same reason, Chutz La'aretz, and they waited until Erev Pesach to burn it with the Chametz. Anshe Har Tzavoim Heviu Bikureim Kodem Atzeres Velo Kiblu Mehem. Now we have another story, and this is about Bikurim. Here are the people from Har Tzavoim. Har Tzavoim is in Eretz Yisrael, but they brought the Bikurim too early, before Shavuos. Shavuos is the first Amri Bikurim, and the first of the Bikurim is the Shtei HaLechem, from the wheat grain that we bring to the Beis HaMikdash. They brought it before that. The menachos of the Shtei HaLechem is the first thing. You can't bring anything before that. So they may have had wheat, and they brought it, but it was too early, and they therefore were not willing to accept it. And that's what it says. Now, the truth is that according to Halacha, you're not allowed to bring Bikurim HaMenachos before the new crop, before Shavuos, but if you did, the Mishnayos and B'Yavis say, so then it's acceptable. So the Yerushalmi wonders, why did the Koran not accept the Bikurim of the people from Har Tzavoim if they had already brought them? So B'Yavis would be okay. So Yerushalmi says, I'll tell you why. People from the Har Tzavoim were very chashuv of a people. And if the people would see that they could bring their Bikurim before Shavuos, and it would be accepted, people say, I guess that's when we're supposed to bring the Bikurim before Shavuos. And therefore, they said, we're not going to accept it at all. And what's the basis of not accepting anything before the Shtei HaLechem on Atzeres? Because it says, B'nei HaKasim Shabbatot. The Pasuk says, V'chag ha-kotzir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizra basadeh. The chag ha-kotzir, the holiday of the harvest, bikurei ma'asecha, the first fruits of ma'asecha, of your labor, of your actions, asher tizra, that you plant in the field. What does that teach me? Bikurei ma'asecha is the first produce that that year's harvest brings, and that's supposed to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And only after that new crop, I'm allowed to bring something else. Well, so Chag HaKatzir, Bikurei Ma'asecha. The Chag, the Bikurei Ma'asecha of the Chag HaKatzir. And that comes first, and then everything else comes afterwards.